That's my book. How dare they venture to its hiding place?
Darkmere didn't allow her complaints to derail his conversation. They most likely will die in their efforts to find your book. But if they should be so lucky, I need a spell from within it for myself.
Out of the question. It's mine. It's bound to me. Only I should have access to it.
The spell I need will allow me to swap locations with my brother Ambrosius. How convenient would this be for the two of you to have him suddenly show up here in Della Estovia under your powers? Shaking her head, Irluk argued the point further.
You can't perform that spell without possessing a piece of his body.
An evil thin smile crossed Darkmere's face. Which you do not have, but I do. Which is why I am now taking control over the hunt for him. Irluk knew that the Dark Lord had played the game better than she had in front of the demon. The charred debris which made up her body violently swirled as her anger grew at Darkmere's comments. Bacalore grinned at the idea, and the remaining earth tremors ended.
What do we need to do?
Darkmere plotted for a moment before glancing down at the lesser demon as it awaited its orders.
Send Grub to kill them after they have acquired Vesic. Then Irluk can make haste to bring the book back here.
Bacalore glared back and forth between Irluk, Darkmere, and Grub as he considered the erudite's idea.
What will you do in the meantime?
Return to Korok. I have business to take care of there, just in case Grub fails to perform a simple task of rolling onto a frail numb.
Grub's heat intensified at the backhanded comment.
Agreed,
Bacalore replied.